The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Yes, as we mentioned before, as we record these programs, you are listening to this between Christmas and New Year's.
Right.
What this is, in effect, is the second hour of the Mike O'Mara Show Christmas Party, and we are delighted to be with you. And we really have no reason to... What is that?
Music.
Christmas music.
It's music.
And as we set the show up for you, I have to stop and point out that one of us is not well.
That's true.
Right on schedule.
Buzz.
Yes.
I have to ask,
yes.
You are experiencing what you say is something you got in your eye.
Right.
Yet I am looking at someone who is having a massive allergic reaction might need hospital.
Words have been circulated like conniption, seizure, outbreak.
O'Mara.
Yeah, it's really odd because it's he really does not look well.
No, it does not feel well either. But Dr. O'Mara, I can assure you, this is not an allergic reaction.
Now, you really don't believe that?
I'm totally positive.
Raise your hand if you moisturize your face.
Occasionally, I do.
That
would be me.
Okay, how did lotion get in your eye?
What if you moisturize someone else's face?
In my hurry this morning, we could all raise our hands.
Is Marcia available?
She is.
Your caretaker?
No. She's happily married.
Would you?
your caretaker. Let me get Marcia over here. Marcia?
I'm here.
Talk right into the microphone.
Marcia, darling, what makes you think that might not be an allergic reaction?
Because he got something in his eye.
I will tell you that's not a good reason.
Well, it's everything not like Marcia Elston has been in the medical field for months.
Everything I see with this man's face tells me the congestion, the puffiness.
Right.
And how about
I'm going to give this to you.
Yes.
I think I'm a better doctor than you are.
Oh, you're totally wrong about that.
What about his labored breathing?
Why did you put lotion in your eye?
That was an accident.
Rob made me spill red wine on my shirt.
I was in a hurry.
Yes. And so the day is done. Good night, everybody.
Right. Thank you.
No, but I don't understand. Why do you moisturize?
Well, because I'm old and wrinkly.
You bastard. Oh. That's not a good way to go. Yeah. That's
what
not
do you mean?
I'm trying to help him.
You're
I'm trying to
flaws.
Get him to an emergency
I don't know
room.
Why people moisturize?
I'm trying to get him to an emergency room.
Oh,
and
okay.
you're saying, why do you moisturize? Because you're 30 douchebag. That's why you think.
Yes.
That's
true.
I got Botox once.
As soon as the Botox wears off, Oscar is going to smile.
I am concerned. You are in distress.
I am in distress.
Go deal with it. I give you the time off to figure out.
Not until no. I went.
What about your hippie doctor that your wife works for?
He's at work today.
Yeah. I know, but yeah. I mean, Buzz, I know what an allergic reaction is. I've had them.
I know, but this is not an allergic reaction. This happens to me once or twice a year in my haste this morning to get the turkey grilled.
Oh, Buzz's haste.
For our Christmas show, I was rushing out of the bathroom, and I just slapped the moisturizer on my face, and I got it into my eye.
And oh
my
this God, causes,
did it yes. ruin
like,
your
like
mascara?
9 hours later?
Because it has burned the surface of my eye chemically. It has left my eye irritated, and
I'm going to tell you something. And
to
I'm,
compensate for that, my eye is watering.
I'm not being
difficult. Yes.
I'm not being difficult. Yes. I am telling
you. Never
you,
have.
I do not. I do. Are my teeth blue yet?
They're sort of bluish.
Thank
Funny,
you.
They Purple-ish. Don't look bluish.
Thank you. I'm going to tell you this.
Yes.
I do not believe that a chemical burn would manifest itself in any kind of sinus congestion whatsoever.
What happens is the irritation, the burning, is so severe that my eye is watering to try to wash it out. Mm-hmm. And in the course of that, it's producing so much fluid that it's filling up
my
sinuses.
What do you want to say, Marcia?
Well, if it's really an allergic reaction, he would be breaking out in a rash over his body, and he
all right. Can
have
we see your
breathing.
Testicles, please?
Yes,
Marcia.
Yes, you can.
Marcia, allergic reactions can manifest themselves in hives, or rash, or puffy eyes, or a shutdown throat.
You know what's magical about this is that Buzz is using my excuse.
Which is
he's saying.
Allergies?
Allergies.
No, I'm not. I'm saying it's not allergies.
I am using allergies.
Dr. Drunky Drunk is saying it's allergies.
Well, no, I'm not Drunky Drunk. And incidentally,
here's what's great is if he's Drunky Drunk, then I'm the captain of the Drunky Drunk.
And really,
I just gave him credit for a position.
And Drunky Drunk has never, almost died in the hospital because he ignored what his doctors said.
No, Drunky Drunk died in front of a bar.
Last year, I remember you almost died, Buzz. I remember that.
Yes,
now.
Because my doctor was treating me for diabetes when what I really had was pneumonia.
I am telling you, I have had allergic reaction. You're having an allergic reaction.
You know what you need?
I've had this before. I get this a couple times a year.
Well, then you need to be more careful with your lotion application.
Of course I do. That's
but if you have, diabetes,
do we have anybody that knows the medical community around here?
I'm from a medical family.
That doesn't work because we know what your level is. Get out of here, Beluga. You're not getting any.
Get out of here, God's mistake.
I think he's having an allergic reaction.
A situation like this.
Hey, Carrie.
Oh, is Carrie here?
Hey.
Now the fun will begin.
Here comes the answer.
Buzz, if you need to, what I'm going to say during this show,
appreciate that.
If you need to step out to water your eyes.
I appreciate that. I've tried
we,
that.
We have guests here. Yes, Carla, did you want something? Mike Lucas from CB Lucas is here. That's very nice.
Wonderful.
We'll see if he can change the wiring on Buzz's eye.
Start the show, everybody.
Start the opening.
The show. Jesus.
You can listen to the Buzz. Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What'll it be?
That's no way to talk. What'll it be? That's no way to treat a customer. Come here, try it like this. Pay attention, you'll feel better and the customers will be happier. Try this. What'll it be? Try that.
What'll it be?
Good, that was wonderful. Did anyone ever tell you you couldn't sing? Nice, make me an Alaskan polar bear heater on a double. Come on.
Did you say a polar bear heater?
No, you said it. I said an Alaskan polar bear heater.
I never heard of that.
Until now.
Until now.
All right, pay attention. Two shots of vodka.
Two shots of vodka.
A little rum.
A little rum.
Some bitters.
Some bitters.
And a smidgen of vinegar.
A smidgen of... Are you going to drink this here or are you going to take it home and rub it on your chest?
A shot of vermouth.
A shot of vermouth.
A shot of gin.
A little gin.
A little brandy.
A little brandy.
Lemon peel.
A lemon peel.
Orange peel.
Some orange peel.
Cherry. Some more scotch.
Some more scotch.
Now mix it nice, then pour it into a tall glass.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios,
Yay.
This is MikeOMaraShow.com. We are delighted to be with you, our show today, brought to you by Mangrates. The Mangrates Grill Enhancement System is a slam dunk holiday gift for any griller. A Mangrate is 8 pounds of 100% made in America cast iron. They seal in the juice juices and give Steakhouse grill marks, and now they come with the world's best grill brush.
You know, Mike, I'm so glad you brought up that grill brush because I found out something great.
What?
It's really great if you need to apply moisturizer to your eye.
Bag rates
are... And it has the Michael Mara logo on it.
But be careful.
Bag rates are just $19.99 each plus shipping and handling. Get your man grates right here. Click the banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. We are joined by one of our fine sponsors and a guy that has supported this show since the very beginning. Evan McConnell is here. And Evan, we are delighted to have you with us.
Thank you.
So nice to... Evan, you're a smart guy. You've created a few little inventions over the years. You've been on the show before. I would like you to weigh in on Buzz's medical condition and what you're just give us your.
Have you ever seen restaurant like grill marks on an?
I look, Evan. Seriously, Evan, and we're gonna have to edit here and be ready for that. Evan, no. I think you look at Buzz.
Well done, Mike.
And I think I see allergic reaction. Do you? Am I wrong?
No, I don't see that at all.
what do you see?
Are you okay?
This looks closer to a topical medical condition.
Thank you.
Where he has,
what is he in the Bahamas?
No,
oh, that's tropical.
No, I'm trying to figure out why he would put his hands all over his eyes.
Yes,
you put the lotion on your hands and then you put it on your face and.
So
from what I can tell, it was an involuntary reaction.
Yeah.
Yes, he's on Buzz's side. But you should also know the Buzz voices commercial, so there are some bias.
Yeah, there's we do business.
Hey, Buzz, do you have the full contract for like the DR people now? Do you do that now? Because somebody on Facebook said that you do the DR ads.
I've voiced
nationally.
He should go see a DR right now, perhaps a DR in a hospital.
Look at Rob.
Nice hat.
Look at Rob.
Yeah, at least I'm not crying.
Well, but
as you mentioned, we should thank.
He's going to be fine.
I have a personal thanks for Evan, just for in general my daily employment. But
he's
overall,
your boss for
the support for the actual show, because he really. He was one of our first advertisers.
Right.
Evan pays you. Evan pays you almost as much as I do.
Yes. And, he does. Very kind of him.
I got a weird look from him. That was like CEO look.
And don't you
that was like CEO stab me in the neck look.
Don't you hate a guy in power?
You know, I am.
You've
power.
Had a lot. I know, but when a guy.
You little
who,
bastard.
No, I don't mean that.
I was
mean,
a player
you know,
in my day.
I know. You know what? Don't hate the game. Hate the player. What I mean is that he gave
the
you
the only
a look.
Thing I lack that Evan has that I lack is.
Height.
The intelligence and maybe a little work ethic.
Oh, and also the knee of a living person.
Oh, man.
Are you making a joke about my cadaver knee again?
Evan, yes, I have.
Hey, I got a bad knee.
Yeah, Evan was concerned about your knee when I told him about the surgery you just had.
I got the same thing.
I got it, and I am brace-free today. I decided for the Christmas party I was not going to have my knee brace walk around. And, listen, it is sucks
and how'd
so
you
much.
Blow out your
I'm
knee?
The only
what
one clapping?
Why'd you blow out your
I
knee?
Got in a fight.
Well, actually,
no, he's
Mike,
serious. He's serious. He got
seriously,
in a fight.
Blame it. Yeah. Blame it on
fight.
Me. Fight.
I tried to kick the ass of a 35-year-old.
And if you know what, since you are so Irish, you really should classify it. It was a fight.
A fight.
A fight. A fight. It was the.
Got no fight.
It was the third round of the Fight Club that Mike started outside of.
We really shouldn't talk
don't
about.
Talk
it.
About.
I really don't have. I will tell you why I made that public. After a few days of thinking, I'm not going to make that public.
Right.
I actually really. Didn't have any remorse for the way this gentleman was behaving.
Well, he disrespected your lady.
Now,
yes,
the way I
and
handled
that is,
it.
That is honorable. The fact is.
Shut up for a second.
No, seriously.
Put a button in it for just a second. Because you are into your crown royal and your beers.
He's happy.
You're going to go, happy, 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 happy. For the whole time.
Yes.
I'm going to say this.
Thank you for encapsulating what I do.
It's very important for me to say that I really should have awakened with remorse, and I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't regret it. I regret the way I handled it.
Right.
But I don't regret telling this gentleman to meet me on the sidewalk in front of the restaurant where we were.
Because you were standing up for your lady.
That and also standing up for two couples out for an evening enjoying each other's company.
Just trying to have a
and
nice
total
time.
Strangers injecting themselves into a situation. And yes, do you call a manager over and say, hey, this guy's bothering
you
us,
could.
Get rid of him, whatever. Yeah. But then when a guy's poking you and he's going, fat guy, There is no remorse and honor. Rob Spiewak.
Wow. Nicely
Rob
said.
Spiewak. I think it would be bad to quote myself, but I sure am glad I read it.
Well said.
Thank you.
But
and see, as much as I try to discipline him,
right. It can't be done.
He makes me laugh, and it's the combination.
He's a funny guy. He's a funny
he
guy.
He shows me that yes. sign, and he's got the hat on.
Yes.
I'm wearing a Santa hat because it's
not
Christmas.
Laugh
at,
exactly.
Like it's Christmas.
That's right.
I mean,
that's heart attack laugh.
It's the most wonderful. To please don't.
Why,
I won't.
Why apologize for something that you really, you were being honorable.
Oh, right. God.
That's
you
right.
Know, it was something that, but I regret it. Look where I am, you know, with a bad knee.
Well, no, you know what? I think here's what I think. I think you don't regret what you did. I think you regret the knee.
Right.
But sure. You would never regret defending your great lady.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't laugh at that. That's serious.
You know, I should mention, as the pictures are being
I
taken.
I would let Carrie go and fight it for
pictures.
Herself.
The Bratwurst King is here. The Bratwurst King. Stop yes. it.
He's royalty.
God damn it. Listen, here's the rule.
Yes.
If we're doing drinking shows.
Oh, here's the rule.
If we're doing drinking shows.
Oh, go to rule.
You cannot point out our mistakes.
Oh, I think that's a bad rule.
The second segment will be sponsored by the Bratwurst King, and he is here. And can you smell the good food that he has going
I've
right
tasted
now?
It.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Great.
I've been bathing in cabbage. There's beautiful cabbages.
So that's what
I
that
think
is.
You have to let Rob just roll. Like
you
he,
want me to
he,
let Rob?
Yeah,
Rob
no, 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 no.
The show is yours.
No, no. I
go
don't
ahead,
want.
Please.
I don't want the show.
To cabbage
I just
roll.
Want to say there was a magnificent. He brought out a thing that looked like it could circumcise 10 kids at once.
What
was,
now? What are you talking about?
He
with
brought
that?
Out a slicer of some sort. Did you see that?
Professional
yeah, but I believe
slicer.
That in the entire process of him catering many parties around for people that like German food,
right.
And circumcision was probably not something that
no,
you would hear
at best,
coming out of their mouths.
At best, it was a third priority.
Right.
But he has magnificent food, and it's so tasty.
Can we jump right in, boss, and actually get the
Let's
presents
the
over present. With?
Oh, Jesus,
please.
Relax, Oscar.
No.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I'm glad you brought it. We're going to do that in the second segment.
Okay.
Because I have a gift for Mike. That he's not expecting.
And I have a gift for you.
Do you? Oh, you guys are each other's Secret Santa?
No, I'm not his Secret Santa. I
well,
just
that would be giving
gift.
It away.
Oh, you can't do that.
I'm Rob's Secret Santa.
Oh, really?
And I'm everyone's Secret Santa.
That's
oh,
right.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, you had to buy something for everybody while you're dying.
For everyone
dying.
In the room. That's
are
exactly
Evan,
right.
For those,
that's why I'm not leaving
Evan,
until
for Evan
we've given
and
those gifts.
People at home.
Are you feeling any better?
Not a lot, no.
No. Everyone who was here today gets an anti-inflammatory from Buzz.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for the Vicodin. Thank you.
Mike.
Oh, God. You know, Mike, I'm sorry to jump in, Oscar, it's but okay. This is, I have to say, I got to look in where you keep your pills in
yes.
your kitchen. I've never seen someone who stacks bottles like it looked like Legos.
Here
in
it
there.
Is.
And you go, hydrocodone?
Buzz,
I got
you,
it.
Yes.
Where's Marsha? Is she
She's
around?
Back in the corner
yes.
there. She's
Marsha,
still there.
Marsha,
she's
step
in
up.
Medical corner.
Marsha can testify to this. Marsha, so you will testify. I just had knee surgery, and they give you a series of prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
will. I will tell my listening audience uh-huh. now how much I value medical prescriptions and what I did. I have a bag that has been untouched.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to speak
bag.
To Carla?
Two painkillers uh-huh. and anti-nausea. Marsha, you, I, you know, I said those.
Marsha,
are where,
come over and touch the bag.
Those are where my painkillers are. I do not use my prescriptions. I don't.
Right.
I don't use drugs.
You really are the John Wayne of
our audience.
You are the John Wayne of Manassas.
I think if you have pain, your pain is telling you where you are.
Yes.
And I took some Vicodin, I guess.
Yes, that's right.
Probably early on.
Right. Right. I remember.
And this is my pain medication.
It did not agree with you, and you stopped as soon as
I
you could.
I just don't believe in taking a lot of drugs. And if you took.
Mike, have you ever really experimented with.
Experimented?
Experimented.
Experimented.
Have you ever experimented? Have you ever tried the mixture of drinking with pills?
Yeah.
It's a good great.
Down
I've, never, in, I've never done that.
No. When I had my back, when I had when my back went out, I mean out, like I
yeah,
couldn't walk without pain. I did the Bud Light Vicodin cocktail, like
right.
you would not believe. And I literally was like going, "Can I get some waffles today?"
God, it's the best, isn't it?
That was it. That's all
good.
I did.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't. When I am functional, I don't do that. So when Buzz requested, and it's working real well
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, it's working great.
You need
he
a,
took one?
You need a yeah, he took a Vicodin.
Whoa.
I did, yeah.
Oh, this is
what's great
God.
About the internet,
good
we
night.
couldn't have done this on the radio. Buzz took this is probably illegal
one
what I'm doing.
Buzz
took Buzz took one of my Vicodin.
Well, but I have a prescription, so it's okay.
Oh,
I
sure mean, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, did you also have a prescription?
Because you took one of mine, and you know what the milligrams
well,
are.
Well, you can
for
take
that.
One of mine, and it'll be even. Did we both have
did you also have a prescription for taking a Vicodin and drinking absinthe from a coffee cup? Which is
no.
what happened in the last
we
hour.
Have an
I just
too.
Don't. I will never respect your judgment medically because I think you waited too long to go into that. No,
he almost died. Because he almost died.
That's not putting him down. That's telling the truth.
No, you're being honest.
You know what you're doing? You're getting it done.
No, but see, I was seeing a doctor.
No. But Buzz, do you remember we were sitting here like because as if you're new to the show, Buzz almost died last year this time.
What?
Like, he was in a coma basically.
20 years.
Like he was in a coma. And I remember we sat here and we said, Buzz, this
I'm
cough,
never giving this show up.
This cough has not gone away
the
for
Chinese
3 months.
Chinese could be on my lawn.
The cough has not
Go
gone away for 3 months.
There.
And when we talked to him about it, we said, this is not just like a cough.
I'm not doing
right.
any
no,
more
and
shows.
I knew that.
And Mike continues to drink, so I'm going to continue talking. This cough is not just a cough. No, this no. is just what it is.
Right.
And hey, Todd Moore's
Todd
here.
Moore!
Your lover Todd Moore just
yes,
came in.
My gay lover. You should know that.
Hey, Todd.
Evan.
Todd, I have bad news. Buzz is about to lose his
Buzz,
vision.
You can have my spot.
That's right. We're with a lot of very smart people.
Yes,
smarter than we are.
You know what? I say that every day we do a show. We are among a lot of maybe the smartest people in Manassas.
That's good. We're doing the show today. It's our second show, Todd. And
hey,
Evan
and
is here.
Congratulations on that
from
Muppet
Man Grace.
Movie. That was great.
We're having
I just wanted, Evan, before we lose track of what we're doing here, I wanted him to thank everybody that's ordered the Man Grits and really supported the brand. It would be nice.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Evan.
No, please, if you don't mind.
Hey, guys, if you didn't hear that, I want you to make a mental note. That was the best. That was the
sometimes.
Best broadcasting decision Oscar has ever made. What happened is, for a moment, the internet stopped. All of
no,
it.
No, we've talked about this in the office, and it's it when you're in front of the mic. Right. Please,
Evan invented, incidentally, the man grade.
Yes,
yes, so.
Yes, he did.
That's it.
I want everybody to appreciate how much I appreciate. Oscar appreciates. We all appreciate.
Yes.
Don't look at me,
you
Mike.
You cannot laugh Enjoy. At that.
No, you don't look at
this
me.
This is one of our largest
the
sponsors.
The best sponsor. Yes. And yes. I would like to invite everyone to look at the video that's on YouTube that explains
yes.
what the Man Great does. Because right. it truly lets you know how
Mets
you know yes, how great it is.
Give it back to Evan.
And it,
back
go
to
and
Evan.
It puts everything into perspective.
Yes.
Because when you really are with your family at the grill, with a beer in your hand, putting something on the grill.
Right.
It is a special time.
Yeah. And the last and time last time we had Evan here was that incredible barbecue show.
Yeah.
And I'd
yes.
love,
yes.
Evan, if you would be willing to do that again this spring.
Oh, wait,
when we
yeah.
had that first
yeah.
warm
yeah.
day. In fact, it was
trying to yeah. find some. Yeah. And it's not all about the meat. Remember
right.
that, Mike?
Yeah,
it's
Carrie.
Not all about the meat.
Carrie, listen to what this man says.
Yeah. It's not all
yeah,
about
I remember.
The meat.
You know what I remember? It was about rattlesnake.
Yeah. Right.
We did, we did a whole
horrible.
Meat thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like,
great.
This time,
yeah.
it's got to be about variety.
Yeah, we'll
it's
put it together.
We got to try, you know, vegetables,
yeah.
potatoes.
I do remember
salmon,
seeing a rattlesnake, the skin of a rattlesnake silhouetted against the sky when Mike picked it up off his plate and threw it into his backyard.
I worked like hell trying to cook that damn thing.
I know,
yeah.
you
and
do.
I couldn't believe
it wouldn't
he disrespected it like that.
Let me
he
tell you about
it. It and threw it in the bushes.
The last time Evan was here, we cooked rattlesnake on the grill.
Right.
And I am here to say, this is nothing to take away from the Man Grate product because it had nothing
no.
to do with the rattlesnake is crap.
Yeah, you know but why?
The kangaroo was great.
The kangaroo was amazing.
Yeah, the kangaroo was
the
amazing.
The beef and the pork that he cooked
yes.
on that was amazing.
The boar wasn't
well,
bad.
The Man Grates, it's like any grilling service, but the rattle. We brought someone in with exotic meats, and the
unlike,
rattlesnake did not work for me
yeah.
at all.
It's solid bone.
Yeah,
it was all bone, and the meat was
yes.
so firm. That
yes,
you can
Mike.
Enjoy that.
Yeah.
Yes,
what meat?
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. Evan, while we've got you here, I have to ask you this question.
Right.
Please to, if you could, rate, and let's pretend that you were not the owner of the company. Let's say that you were answering to a board. And I don't even know if you have a board that you
I'm
going to
leave.
To.
I don't know what's happening.
So. How would you evaluate, please to evaluate one of our brethren, one of my brothers, one of my relatives.
Oh, my
Oscar
God.
Santana.
Why would you do this to me? Jesus
please,
Christ.
Please to evaluate his. Because
I just got to find how much you're paying him.
What can possibly go wrong?
Once we get to that, we'll
how would you evaluate?
The value equation.
For family.
Right.
The
no,
value
I won't.
Equation.
Oh, you can rest assured I won't pay
he
him
has
a
been,
nickel more.
He has been absolutely instrumental in finding creative and innovative ways of marketing. And
when you hired him, did you realize?
And it keeps me under check.
Did you realize how thirsty he is?
No.
No one did.
Have you seen the video?
No, he's not. I have a DVD for
you. He can make things disappear like he's black stuff.
When you say video,
remember the road trip we took on the RV?
I spent some time with Oscar. You got to realize. I spent some time with Oscar.
We went to the Bahamas together.
Why don't you just pipe down and let Evan talk, okay?
So that's okay.
Because he's really not being heard right now.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Go ahead. This has got to be rough, Oscar. You got two bosses giving you... I almost said it, but I didn't.
No, it's okay. It's two bosses and a guy that doesn't care for
it. You said no cuss words, right?
That's right.
Speaking of bosses, RJ... The glass runneth empty.
Yes, sir, Mr. O'Mara.
RJ's always nice during Christmas time because he knows it's Christmas bonus time.
RJ, the
as a matter of fact, on the Mike O'Mara show, there's only one recipient of a Christmas bonus. His name is Diaz.
That's
well,
right.
Everybody takes $40 and hands it to the person to their left.
Works out
RJ,
great.
Can you grab me a beer?
Absolutely.
You've given Evan, you've given me a great opportunity, and thank you for supporting what I love and I'm passionate about.
You're a funny guy.
I'm just being honest.
I know you
I
are.
It's true. I am.
I will tell you, Evan knows the same thing that I know, is that you are a work maniac. Mm-hmm. You like to get your jobs done, and you take it very seriously.
A lot of people don't
but
know
I will
this.
Tell you, on the other end, is Evan has been supportive of the show, listens to this show,
religiously.
Knows, gets the joke, and it's a weird little thing that we were talking to Brian from
Oakton.
And, you know, it's just when people get the joke, they understand how we operate here, and we understand the value of it. You understand the value of having an internet-based business and how that works. And I hate to get too technical, but it is because we do comedy on this show. But this show delivers for advertisers. You're one of our biggest advertisers, and you know it works. That's why you're back for the second, going into the third year.
It's the fourth time.
Yeah,
he's back. I think he's back for the turkey.
Why don't you just shut the hell up? I'm trying to really. Can you do anything besides? I'm going to stab you. That was the best question. That was the best question for a potential advertiser.
I really wish
he's trying to help me here.
Puppy dog tail time.
Evan, bastard. How much you love the Mike
I've had a great
Mara
year,
show.
Carrie. I've had a really great year. Mike's struggling, but I've had a great year.
If you're struggling, you don't show it. You look marvelous.
Yes.
Thank you.
Just flip them off.
So, Evan, anyway, you're here to say that, advertising on something like this actually does work for a large-scale advertiser, which you are, with a major national product. Thank you.
And it works because this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fun to be here. I'm surprised at what a good time you guys have and how well you get along. And the fact that you're clearly really good friends.
Yeah, no, that's an overstatement.
Evan, I think you're really overshooting the runway there. It's a holiday show. We got people between. Is it between Christmas and New Year's?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So
sure. Let's say that.
They're either glad Christmas is over or looking forward to New Year's.
Yes.
Right.
So,
well, the reality behind all of this is and. And
I'd like to say instantly, it is. This show will air after Christmas.
Yes.
Right. This will probably air on the 27th.
I'm not a big New Year's guy.
No.
So I'm going to say right now, get ready for the world of suck because it's already begun.
It's amateur.
You're right. And Mike, you and I agree because we are really great, just raging alcoholics.
Yes.
And one of my greatest pleasures is to go to bed at 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve and let them do what they want to do.
The amateurs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let them go out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Carrie goes to bed at 9, you go to bed at 10, it's fine.
That's right. I come and chase her around the bedroom.
Let me say this, that from a business standpoint, and you mentioned this earlier, Mike, when we sat around and we were trying to launch Mangrates into what it was, I went to Evan, and I kid you not, this has nothing to do with me working there. I said, there is a show that I work on, and he was kind enough to understand what I was doing, but he didn't really know until he came here and saw it. He said, I know the Mike O'Mara brand. I know who he is, so you're starting a pod. Because if you remember, Mike, I was already working with Evan before we started this podcast.
Right, right.
That's right.
And out of all the people, out of all the advertisers we've worked with, he was the first man to say, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and I believe in what you guys are doing. And he stepped up to the plate.
And the fact is that he has been generous with allowing you to pop in and do this every
true
day.
Enough.
Every day.
And the fact is, and I've been generous enough to allow you to go back and do whatever the hell you do.
Thank you.
And, I've been generous enough to ignore the fact that he tunes out during the audio vault every day.
Yeah, Rob, yeah, Rob, go ahead, Evan.
I do want to say something. There is something about this format, and I'm just talking about the talk show program. I'm talking about the podcast
right.
Business model right. that I really like. I think it gets away from big media companies.
Yes.
It gives an opportunity for, you know, entertainers to really take control of their and create their own business and be an entrepreneur and start in a lot of different businesses and so forth. I take a lot of joy in that.
I think and what Evan's talking about is the fact that when I was doing a year at the Edge, doing the morning show at the Edge,
right,
and getting into my car at 9 o'clock, 9:30 in the morning, and driving as fast as I could to get out here,
back here, yeah,
to know that I was doing what I described as the real show.
Yeah,
you're right. There's something about it.
This is really your business. Get my head around it. You're not, you know, working for CBS. You're not. You really can, you know, produce and create what you want to create and bring people in like me and talk about.
You're an entrepreneur, so you respect this because it's also entrepreneurial.
Well, let me ask.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me ask a question real quick. Have you guys?
Yeah, get in the way of a really nice riff, Rob.
That's okay. Go ahead. Interrupts me one more time, I'm gonna reach over and smack you.
He's really good at that.
Wow,
because he's all about filling the time.
Do you know how successful you guys could have been without me? I really appreciate the fact that you brought me along for the ride to be the tire that's shaped like a triangle.
It was just such a nice rip.
It was beautiful.
It was so beautiful before you had to drive.
Carrie,
it.
This is what you have to deal with? And she said yes.
She's not
she says yes.
We've picked on you enough. Go ahead. Say what you say. Julia, say whatever meaningless thought you have.
I just wanted to say how much I like Mike.
Me too, Rob.
No. I seriously, really, I think it has to do with the fact that without any shackles, we are happier, and you will agree to this. Have you ever been happier on the air than you have been here off the air?
Right.
And I thought about it, Evan, and I thought about this because of the location. I said, is this because I'm in a comfort zone? No, I've been in houses all my life, and houses don't. And having moved my mom out of my childhood home, you realize, incidentally, here's a bulletin for everybody. When you do that with a loved one, the house doesn't mean dick.
Right.
It's the people.
That's right.
That's
what
matters.
That's what you find out.
I asked my sister over the weekend, I said, do you think about the house? Nope, we don't think about
history.
It. The house has nothing to it's the rhythm of what we do.
Right.
There's something about we keep this show broadcast standard, which is, for those of you that don't know what that means, is we don't cuss on the regular show. We edit it in post if we have to do it. The fact is, this show is there's a rhythm to it where we have Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara, people that were, and Mark Ronick, thank you. You're a business manager. Sorry, you're not the on-air portion of the show.
Hey,
I know you've always wanted to be.
Hey, Diaz.
There is, and RJ Diaz.
Right.
There is a level of, we have been at the very highest levels of the broadcast business in radio. We love the fact that what we do here is just real.
Yes.
And we bust each other's chops.
Very
and
comfortable.
No one is allowed to get away with the crap.
Right.
And
right.
then when we translate that reality over into success that radio has had with advertisers, we get very excited about it.
Yes.
And we have a
who
lot of fun.
Knew,
and
right?
I'd like to
who
really
knew?
Go on record right now as saying that is the last really, really, like, clear point that I'm going to make.
Last salient point.
And to be perfectly honest,
in
it wasn't
show number three, which you're going to hear on what day? What day is this going to air?
Probably
the last
20,
show.
The 29th.
Thanks for processing that. But thank you, Evan. Did
Jesus,
I make a point?
I got
hey, I can't thank you guys enough. It really opened my eyes, and Oscar did, when he brought this idea. And I really believe in it 100%. This really is the future. You guys, you know, have a business that I can see how it's growing. And I think that's what the American dream is all about,
right.
is everybody trying to have a little something of their own.
I agree. And it's so nice to have the support and the one-on-one contact we have with people that support the show.
Oh, my gosh. That's the whole thing.
I can't tell you how thrilled I am. Go through an experience like I've gone through, and I did it a couple of weeks ago with my mom. It really makes you realize how much this is an intimate environment, and I think we need more of that. There needs to be more accountability between the entertainer and the people that they entertain. This and does we, it. God, do we have it.
Yeah. I think
we have it. We say something somebody doesn't like, they let us know an hour
think,
later.
Right. Think back 25 years ago when you were on WAVA, and yep. I think you had a series of program directors that said, talk to one person.
Talk to the lady.
Yeah, when right. you're doing your show, talk to
actually,
one person.
Actually, one of them said that, talk to the lady.
But the wild thing is now with Facebook and the fact that we are so accessible and the audience is so accessible, we really are talking to singular people.
Right.
And
people
to
we
me,
actually know.
Yeah, to yeah. me it's great because you don't, in the old days, if you wanted to pretend to talk to one person, it's like, I can't do this.
I can't take you seriously in that sound.
You want me to take the hat off?
We are going to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my head is so hot.
It is Secret
You're
Santa
sweating.
Day.
Yay! You're like a buzz.
We are here with Evan McConnell from Mangrates. We are also here with the Bratwurst King.
Yes, he is.
We'll tell you
royalty.
More about him later. And we will be opening our Secret Santa gifts, even though it's after Christmas. It seems inappropriate, doesn't it?
That's no, why I said the swell. First show. And
You're right. We
should
have done it that way.
No, it's fine.
But I don't
Settle
care.
Settle down, Brownie.
If there's a third,
Brownie.
I'll be a
hey.
Brownie.
That's racist.
We'll take a break. Be right back. Did you plan it that way?
If nothing else,
how did I hit that post?
If nothing else in the world, Mike.
Oh my God!
Hey, the shots are here.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Jesus.
Merry Christmas.
Oh my God, Gizmo.
Who's Gizmo?
Nasty little green
Gizmo.
Well, not from not from John, the Gremlins.
Right? No, this is Gizmo.
From
this is my from Jimmy's.
Yeah, Jimmy's old yes. tavern.
Gizmo, are you working for Jimmy now?
He called me on
yes, yes, yes. Yeah, he sent it over.
I just want to make sure I know. This is one of the legends of the bar industry in Northern Virginia. Gizmo, a guy that I've known. Well, Gizmo, we be talking about 15 years,
not
right?
His real name,
probably
right?
Close to it. Well, he's Gizmo. He is the
it's
best.
Gizmo Stein.
He is.
I got an apologetic email from Jimmy. Jimmy was dying to be here, but things are just hopping, and he can't be here. Sure. So obviously, he sent us a man with little green cups of
leg. Gizmo has given me a leg window poster for $5.99, and I have this.
Very
and
nice.
I
oh, oh for the
where'd
lamp.
That come from? Oh, where did that come from? From Jimmy's?
So it's a leg lamp.
Oh, my God, and he found my lighter.
A leg
That's
lamp
great,
window
so.
Poster.
Oh, he found your lighter?
Our second segment of the Mike O'Mara Show is Gizmo. Brought to you by the Bratwurst King, authentic old world food that's fast and affordable from a mobile kitchen. There we go.
Mike
this
O'Mara?
Is all, you know, Gizmo. You show up at different spots that
Here's
I can.
Here's to you, everybody.
Now, hold
Here's
on. Let me get this
right.
Fast and affordable, a mobile kitchen that tours the D.C. area. The brats to Austrian goulash, from crepes to strudel. The Bratwurst King offers fine food on wheels. The Bratwurst King caters for small and large events, even groups over 100. Follow them on Twitter and Facebook to find out when the Bratwurst King will be near you. Visit their website at thebratwurstking.com.
Yes.
Or click their ad on our website. I can't believe I'm dealing with Gizmo here. That is like, I know Gizmo. I don't know high school roommates or college roommates I've had, but I look at Gizmo and I go, oh my God, I recognize you. Gizmo, step up to that microphone right over there on the other side there. Now, brother, you have worked. Now, here's a fact I'd love to get out there. You're working for. Are you working for Cerrito or just doing Cerrito a favor?
Cerrito a favor.
See? See, because I know he doesn't Amazing. Work for Cerrito. I'm no. a. How many, if you were to add them all up from when you were a pup, how many joints have you worked at in the Northern Virginia area?
Ooh.
And I'm not necessarily behind the bar. I'm talking busboy. I'm talking. If you were able to give it a little shot, how many people have you worked for?
Counting the contest, too?
Yeah, the contest. Absolutely.
Oh, a couple hundred?
200
wow.
joints.
Wow.
And that's not that doesn't speak to him as an individual.
Can't hold
he
a job.
Just, he can't hold a job.
He's unemployable.
Where now? You want to give a plug? Where are you working right now?
Velocity 5 Centerville.
Velocity 5
nice.
In Centerville. Good
nice.
For you. That's
Great
wonderful.
Thank you for coming
Thank
by.
You, Gizmo. We
hey,
appreciate
Merry Christmas,
it.
Guys. Hey,
That's
to you
stuff.
Too, Gizmo. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, this little green thing, Evan, if you have never had one of these, this nope. is... Hey, Gizmo, do you know what this one's called?
Nasty Little Green People, your
nasty
favorite drink.
Nasty Little Green People, my favorite shot
right.
of any green shot I've ever had. Take a taste of this,
Way
boys.
To go out on the line. I
now,
all the green
it.
Shots.
Grab one, Rob. Grab
I
one.
I had one already.
All right, here we go. Ready? One, two, it. Three.
It's like Ooh. An Andy's Mint in a cup.
Wow. If I'm not careful, I'm going to be blind drunk.
That is good stuff. It is time on the show for our Secret Santa. How are we going to... Rob, I kick it over to you. How are we going to do this?
I think we will go person to person. Now, I broke the rules, Mike.
I want to be last because I've got for everybody.
I bought you a gift even though you were not my Secret Santa. Oh, God. And if you can hand this to Mike,
such a kiss ass.
This is
such an
asshole. What? There's nothing wrong with being a kiss ass Santana.
This is from me and actually from Menasha, and it's I think it'll make your Christmas wonderful.
I just would like to say that with the whole thing before Christmas with Mary O'Mara and my mom, I'm very alcoholically fragile right now.
Okay. I understand.
So if I burst into tears, I'm just prefacing this with saying,
I'm pretty sure this will make you burst.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you.
What could this be?
From months
Rob
in the planning.
And Menasha.
Just for you, Mike.
This is great. This is very good.
You gave us so much crap about the time we posted the picture of us together.
This is Rob
nice.
And also Mark Ronick with Santa.
Sitting on Santa's lap.
We went to Tyson's Mall.
This is so terrific. This is you know what? I get
great,
a lot of
how
gifts.
How great is that?
This is
really.
I'm really, really
and
happy.
The good news is I made magnets for everyone else on the show.
Hey,
so you can put us on our fridge. But my actual Secret
thanks so much
Santa,
for that. I hope I didn't break the glass.
What an a-hole.
Yeah, I know you hope that.
Thank you.
My actual Secret Santa is Oscar Santana.
Oh, my God, no!
Oh!
Who, as you know, does not come from here. He's an out-of-towner.
He's from out of town.
And there are two
I'm from Bolivia.
There are two gifts.
Yes.
And this is the first one, and it is the heavier of the two.
Give me Mangrates?
I did not.
Oh, Snickers. Yeah. And Twix. And Three Musketeers.
It is a Costco grab bag of candy bars, although there is a rule.
Hello, Snickers.
Hello. You are not allowed to eat those here and tuck the trash.
What are those?
It's an assortment of candy bars.
That would be like, is that your full gift?
No, there's a second gift. Okay.
Mike was ready.
You love that stuff. That'll keep you alive.
You're ready to give him some
I'm
ass.
Ready to pounce.
Yeah.
All right, here's my other cheapskate
gift. Okay. You're a nice guy.
My Merry gift Christmas. Was a simple one.
God, my old headphones. It's so nice.
Oscar needed headphones.
What he a likes nice that.
Guy. Now, yeah. these get to live here, and you will not break the goddamn plug.
I've broken these headphones so many times. Thank you so much. That's very kind of you.
Merry Christmas. I started.
Carrie, I take it back. Everything I said.
That's pretty cool.
I started hoping so I would have you for Secret Santa like in August.
Yes,
I just want
to
get you a pair of headphones that could live here.
Thank you.
That is a very nice gift.
Very nice.
All right. Somebody better get Mike soon because he's going to be upset.
Yeah. I know
no,
dying.
I'm fine. Yes. I'm going to be doing fine.
Okay.
Gizmo brought me back my lighter.
That was from the RV. You left it on the RV.
We were asking about that just the other night.
Yeah.
We might need that later.
May I go next, please?
All right. Very good, Mark Ronick.
Okay.
Thank you.
out of all the people that I never wanted to get a gift for, I got the same person again.
Really? Oh.
And I say that jokingly because I love
Mark.
Mr. Mark Ronick, and I'm so happy for you.
This is probably the one.
I'm going to point out something right here because I really think people are going to be listening to this in between Christmas and New Year's. This is our Christmas little thing. So this is a throwback to Christmas, and we're having our little pre-Christmas moment. There's a different energy that exists before the holiday, so I just thought I'd throw that
out there. Mark, there have been times when we have our differences.
Sure.
And I've apologized.
I don't know that. When did that happen?
I fucking hate you. I wanna
be aware of the edits.
I think I apologize to you personally, and I've talked to your wife about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You're a good friend. You are a man that I would take in my foxhole any day.
Wow.
And I thank you for your time, and I hope this will do what you want it to do.
Right on. Thank you.
Wow.
And I feel the same way, man.
I can't wait to see what this gift
is.
It's a man grade.
And I like the way the new
Mr. Mike O'Mara, actually, you gave me the impetus to it.
All right, good.
The idea.
I love the way what is
yes. This is the charger for the iPhone, the case.
Mophie. The Mophie.
The Mophie case.
Very cool.
And I've been looking at these.
Yes.
So thank you. I appreciate
it. I actually bought myself one, but I haven't been bringing it to the studio because I didn't,
didn't
want to show you that, like, I got it. Yes.
This is awesome.
Yeah,
thank
congratulations.
You very much.
They are great.
And I want to thank you for your hard work and your patience and your
time. And thank you.
So
you've always been a big help with the business side.
So Oscar got Mark. Rob
got Oscar.
Got
right.
Oscar.
Yes. Right.
Uh-oh.
I got Rob.
Oh!
Rob, where is your
very nice.
I don't know. You've not given it to me.
Carla?
Oh, Carla.
There should be a very beautifully wrapped
all
present.
All I have is a bag of fruitcakes.
Do you want me to give mine since
Yes, go ahead. We'll find it.
Surprisingly,
yes.
I also got the same person this year.
Oh, who?
So I got RJ.
Okay.
Ah, nice.
All right, very good. That
I'm
we don't fix that.
We drew this by random.
And it's dreidel paper.
This is fixed.
Dreidel paper.
RJ gets the best present of all.
The Jews.
Oh, is that it? I'm sorry, I didn't know where it was.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Next
I'm not a retard.
Along.
This is two parts. Hey.
Let's see what RJ got. Are you having fun at the party? Carla's like in the back room.
Very heavy, Mike. It's very heavy.
Say hi on Ustream to the Ustreamers.
Hi.
There you go.
Hi, Carla.
What do we have? What is
iPad stand.
Yay! iPad stand.
Very stationary. Nice.
An iPad stand. How much did that cost?
$20.
$20
I'm plugging in my headphones.
Now I hate Oscar again.
Wait, there's more?
Oh, stop it. We're friends.
Wait, there's more?
An iPad, or it's a stylus pen to enter anything digitally. I love it. Thank you.
iPad. Nice. It's also an executive pen.
So that's a very good nerdy gift.
Yeah,
right?
That's cool. Yes, that's
and I just noticed that Carrie is not in her chair anymore, so I have to assume she's vomiting.
That's your wife.
Already?
True love's hard to find.
This is good. Okay, Rob.
Shall I open this?
Yeah, this is pretty straightforward.
It is gorgeous.
There is nothing funny about this gift.
Good.
There is nothing but function with this gift.
Well, you know I'm all about function.
I should always
point that. Is it liquid function?
I'd like to point out now that I've had a shot, I've had beer, and I've had wine, and I love my wife.
You know, I love rolling in. Oh, I love rolling
kind.
In.
I do love my wife.
You guys should make out.
I love rolling into Mike's house at 10:45 and seeing him drinking a Miller Lite.
Thank you.
So this is how the day will be.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, Mike.
That's what the good
it?
Stuff.
Oh, it's Crown Royal Reserve.
Crown Royal Reserve. That's the good stuff. We had a $50 limit that was just short of that.
Julia, give me another drink.
I know exactly what you spent, and I would never spend it on myself.
Thank you very much. Enjoy that.
Merry Christmas,
Mike,
and thank you.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
All right. Did I open my gift already?
You did
no.
not.
No, you haven't.
We don't know who is your guy. We don't know who is your secret of Santa.
We know that Buzz got himself.
Right.
So that would leave RJ.
Yeah, twice sometimes.
It has to be RJ.
Kind of weird.
That looks like a look of disappointment.
I don't know why or how or just why, but why did everybody get the same people again this year? I got you again, Mike.
Did you get me last year?
Last year. Don't you remember what I got you last year?
Last year I got Buzz.
That obviously tells me.
You said it just the other day. You remembered.
Yeah, Rob.
He got you that iPod.
It was that wonderful iPod.
A docking station.
Your iPhone docking.
That was a great gift.
Alarm clock.
Because I still have it. I still use it.
Yeah, I remember last year I had Buzz, and I kept waiting until like the 18th to see if I even needed to buy a gift.
See if he was going
to
make it.
That's right.
It's still in question today.
Save $30.
I could use eye drops.
Look at his face.
It's a bag of goo. Well,
are you disappointed?
You got me
happy?
A bunch of cigars?
A bunch.
Oh. That's nice.
Yeah. It's a bag of cigars.
Bunch of cigars.
You would.
That's really awkward.
I'd what?
You've been sort of flirting with cigars lately.
Oh, you're trying to be nice.
I am.
Hey.
Yeah, it's what I do.
RJ, I'm going to say that's a shitty present.
Thanks.
No.
So you've been traveling
a lot?
Last year I got an iPod dock. This year you gave me a cigar.
Those are pretty expensive cigars, quality, I would imagine.
Oh, let's see what they are.
Did they say Cohiba?
Nope.
Yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do?
Cigar Bolivia.
These are Miami RJ cigars.
Oh, those cigars
he
taste
knows
like
my brand.
Cheese.
Oh, that's your brand?
He actually got me my brand.
Oh, that's good.
And what is your brand?
Thank you, RJ.
What is your brand?
Very thoughtful.
I will put the same thought forward in the end of the year.
Oh, dear.
Exactly what I do. RJ, horrible. I hope you like eating at McDonald's.
For the record, that's the same reaction you had last year when he gave you the gift. Yeah. And you
I
really
like the iPod.
It.
I like the. And you know what? That won't be the same this year. But anyway, no, I'm very happy. RJ, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Sure, Mike.
I really, really appreciate that. Thanks so much. That's terrific.
Well, you know, Buzz, we have Buzz. And then actually Zoolander has a gift for everybody.
It was not necessary to give us a gift.
That's rather extravagant.
No, stop. You don't make fun of him when he's giving a gift.
You're right, Mike.
God,
I don't.
Pee.
Where is Zoolander?
Well, let's do Buzz.
Okay, Bob, sorry. Buzz.
All right, now Buzz. RJ. I'm just going to distribute these.
Oh, because remember, folks.
Buzz had to get presents for everybody.
Because he drew his own name.
Rob. Now, hold on a second. Wait a minute.
What?
We're not going to slow this down because Buzz was required
to
get gifts for everybody at the same level.
Because he gambled.
That everybody would. So let's see RJ first. RJ, open yours first. Okay. First.
Can I, but can I explain this and set this
you
up?
You can do whatever you wish. You have an open microphone.
We set a $50 limit, but you could go over it a little bit. So
right.
a little
spent bit. What you wanted.
I spent a little over $50 on the entire group, and I went
and
to...
You cheap bastard.
Excuse me, wait. So you didn't spend... A little less than 50 on everybody.
No,
you spent on the total.
No, all right. Yeah, that's right. Because
I'm just checking.
That would be so six just, times.
What did you get, RJ?
$300.
And a headlamp.
So he got a flashlight. He can strap to his head.
I think that's pretty nice.
Yeah, we're working on
a thumb drive.
I can't wait to wipe my ass with your present.
Hey,
Buzz.
Is Jabari working at Applebee's or why is he wearing that?
Jabari, the next time you come to work, we need four pieces of flair.
I could save you the trouble and just shove it up your ass.
Oh! Hey, but I got news for you.
Yes?
You're feeling better, aren't you?
A little bit, yeah.
Yes.
Is it my drugs?
Maybe.
The weed has kicked in.
I had some Vicodin, a little absinthe, and a minty shot of alcohol.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah,
hey, give me one of those.
What can I put up my ass? Let's see what you got.
Here's for Mark. What's also.
Oh, and a beautiful menorah type wreath.
Right.
Hanukkah type
wreath. So basically, because I had five guys to buy for.
Hey, Mike, you know what? I have ornaments. Mike, I have ornaments on my tree.
Zoolander's my pal. I love the guy.
Oh, that is such
BS. Thank you for the combos, Buzz.
I have ornaments on my tree.
You don't know this. You don't. This is my buddy. Yeah. This is my dear friend.
Oh, now
I
have,
love buddy.
Oh, here we go.
I have ornaments.
I do. I love Zoolander.
I have ornaments on my tree bigger than his shirt.
Hey. Mike.
I do.
Mike.
That is a goddamn ornament of a shirt.
Mike, you need to see what Mark got from
Buzz. I got a lovely Jewish wreath.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. It's got the blue. Why do the Jews use blue?
I don't know. It's part of the Israeli color.
What was the present?
It rhymes with the Jew.
And the other addition to my gift is a pack of combos.
His favorite crunchy
you like
snack.
I do like combos.
Yeah. Wow.
Why do you like those?
You know, there's cheese, there's salt.
Mike,
good.
You smoke a lot of pot, you'll like them too.
Now. Maya's not listening, right?
Right.
I hope everybody's listening between Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, God. Last year. They stopped listening 20 minutes ago. Are you kidding me?
Last year on Christmas Eve when I had another eye injury, I read The Night Before Christmas to young Maya Ronick. And it was a big hit. And I found this year you can buy a recordable version of the book. So for Melissa and Mark and for Maya... Here is a recorded book of me reading The Night Before Christmas for Maya.
Oh, that is awesome. Wow.
I will put that on eBay. I'm sure I could get a pretty penny for that. The Buzz Burbank book.
That's funny.
That's treasure
very kind of you.
When he's dead.
That's for Rob.
The beauty of it is at the end of it, he says, and to all a good night, if you would like to hire this man to read something.
And some chocolate gelt for Mark as well.
Oh, this is great. This has Ralphie from The Christmas Story on the wrapping paper.
And right, Evan, if you would hand this to
Carla,
Mike.
Carla, where is Mike Lucas? Is he here? Is Mike Lucas here? Mike Lucas from CB Lucas.
Oh, my God.
Because this is one of our, we were thinking we're doing a third show, but we might not. We got
to
give.
You know, the America crew is willing to do a third show.
Oh, nice. That's good. That's good.
That we may
take
them up on
Where's
that.
Mike? I can't. There he is.
Mike Lucas.
Hey, Mike.
Another big supporter of the
Thank
show.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You,
you know what?
Thank
so
you.
Far, I'm the winner because not only did I get Crown Royal Reserve, but a great book about Elvis with an Elvis magnet on it.
And Buzz is not a cheapskate. He got me a stealth iPod dock.
Nice.
But here's what you have to know. Yeah. Everything that was purchased here, except for Maya's book, was purchased at a dollar store known as Five Below.
Wow. So Mark is so hard right now.
Why are you plugging them?
Because my point
They're
is...
They're not an advertiser. No, them.
Oh, yet. Mike, how Fine. Horrible.
I'm just saying, this is how I stayed to my $10 limit and got
Well, how about how you stayed to your $10 limit for somebody that advertises on the shop? But why don't you say, I thought you were going to say Amazon, for Christ's sake. Is this mine?
He does not have that bone in his body. It just right. he doesn't.
I buy everything from Amazon. But
I have like
I had,
two biological stains on my shirt.
I had to limit the gifts to $5 to $10 each.
Very kind of you.
That's what I got.
No,
I love my book.
I got a battery-operated sound dock.
It's an iPod dock for your office. I thought that might come in handy.
It doesn't come with a plug.
Oh, did you get me lottery tickets?
You don't need a plug.
Oh, Jesus. The day has just ended.
No,
did you give me lottery tickets?
I need to plug it. I need to buy a plug.
Oh.
Carla, Buzz got us lottery tickets.
Yeah.
Buzz, did you get me lottery tickets?
I got you lottery tickets.
You were a big winner.
We're such gamblers.
You know what's great? Is
you asked for.
If he wins big, he's canceling the podcast.
I understand. So in a Grinch bag, I got you a lottery tickets. And
you got me Red Sox gloves.
Those are Red Sox work gloves.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's all changed.
Oh, Jesus, he's going to cry.
Can I be clear that Buzz got me a sound dock without
Just give me a second, Oscar.
Get out of here, dogs.
Can I be clear?
Can you?
For Five Below, you get a sound dock without the plug that's supposed to plug in the back. I have to buy batteries to make it work.
The plug is very expensive.
I'll buy you. I'll buy you the battery.
For you.
Oh, Buzz.
Boo hoo hoo.
Buzz, did you really get these at the dollar store?
That particular one I mentioned, yes.
I can't believe it. Can I get closer to the mic? Can I get closer to the microphone?
Mike, you have never looked more handsome.
Those are great gloves.
Yeah. Oh, these.
Yeah, they're great.
Rock.
They're horrible.
They are not horrible. They are not.
Here's the Grinch over here.
These are fantastic.
Evan, I've got your corporate gift today.
Yep.
All right, I have a message to the interns.
I had a limit.
I stopped. Everyone who works at Mangrove gets a D battery for Christmas.
I'm ready to open my Secret Santa gift now.
Oh, yeah. Come, because you're
yourself. Oh, wait, I don't get one.
Why?
Oh, because of Rob's rule.
Well, no, but you were supposed to buy yourself a gift.
Does Buzz not get a gift?
No, the rule is you had to open your gift
under
yourself.
Under Rob's rule,
I don't get a gift.
I don't
put this on
get
me.
I got a bad eye.
He got hoarded.
I gave you my drugs.
That's true. Thank
you.
I got a Vicodin.
I feel like I did very well this Christmas, and I hope everyone else did too.
What an ass.
Evan, you have observed this as an outsider. How would you describe the
dysfunction?
The event here. As one of our largest advertisers on the Mike O'Mara Show, how would you describe actually getting here to see this? Will you continue to advertise?
I'm trying to figure out.
You know, it costs $15 Jesus to stop
Buzz.
Payment on a check.
Jesus Christ. I just asked one of the premier advertisers on our show, and you start to flap your gum.
Shut up for two seconds.
Turn your own mic off, please. Thank you.
Go ahead, please.
Evan, as I said, how do you feel?
I'm sitting here debating because I really think Buzz went out of his way to help everybody here. And I think this is an opportunity for me to step it up.
Oh, wow.
And to do something for Buzz.
Oh, no.
I didn't get a gift.
Yep. I am going to give him an opportunity.
Oh, my God.
An opportunity to win $100.
This is stepping up. All right, Rob, turn your microphone on.
What can I do? What's the opportunity?
So the opportunity is I'm going to fold this $100 bill like that.
Yes.
Oh, this is nice.
Okay?
This is good. I like
and
this.
It smells like a bar trick. And I'm going to have Buzz put his hands out there. Put your hands out.
Like this?
Get your fingers apart.
Now remember, his eyes aren't working.
If you catch it, you get it.
Okay.
If you catch it, when he drops it.
Put your hands like this.
All right.
Put your hands like this.
Nice, like a claw.
Just your fingers. You got to have your two fingers.
Two finger catch, yes.
It's a two finger catch.
Okay.
A gambling man.
Does he get a practice?
The key is, you get one chance. Wait a second, let me just.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't even get a practice.
Got to be aerodynamic.
Hey, Evan, before you do this. If Buzz fails, will there be any of us that will be able
There's
to try?
There's a possibility.
There's a bot. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Right. Meet you by the
special.
I can meet you by the broadway.
The best thing to do is look me in the eye.
He did not.
He did not do it.
He did not catch it.
He did not do it.
Jesus.
Best Christmas ever.
That is too funny.
Wow.
That is too funny.
Can we break real quick?
Yeah. Well, we're at the end of the show.
Yes. Well, let's break because I know Zoo has presents for us. Let's give Steve one more break.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with, and we're going to take a long break here because we're going to stop tape. We will take a break. Come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this.
Yes, I'm knowing it's Christmas. Hoping that your holiday is an extra special jolly day.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah.
We are delighted to have you with us on our Christmas broadcast phase two.
Happy holidays.
You're listening to this between Christmas and New Year's, and we talked about the fun that we have when we're doing the show, and it really is always so much fun doing the show for you people. And when I say you people,
you know who you
I talk about the same kind of people that sent me individual messages when my mom was ill.
Hundreds.
And it's a weird little community. We do this show in conjunction with Facebook. And if I said anything less I would be lying. The fact is, we communicate with our listeners that way. I promote the show that way.
Right.
There will be other methods. We will be MikeOMaraShow.com for the foreseeable future. But the fact is, it's
we
great.
We launched the show on Facebook.
We did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, really, it was a wing and a prayer at that website. Yeah.
Something about putting your picture up and having your picture next to what you need to say allows people to be, and I'm not going to be saying super funny. What allows people to be, it allows people to be super nice.
Yes. Yeah.
And do things they would do if you were at a cocktail party with your neighbors.
Right.
Well, it's the accountability.
And it's the accountability.
And right? really, yeah. you know, when people, I think society got ruder when, and I don't mean that by
Hank?
You, Hank and Laura. No. a society got more rude.
They're going to love that you just did that.
Of course. Yes.
I know.
We have 30,000 people that will listen to what you just said. But the rooters right. will love it because they came to a party and they also communicate with Rob on Facebook. That's
well,
the way
it problem
works.
With right. the rooters is that they're jerks.
Such mean people.
No, oh, yeah.
No, I think America and the world started to get more rude when there was the anonymity of the internet.
Incredible rudeness.
And Facebook,
exists.
You know, when you start being a real person, it allows you to get back to the civility of the way we were, say, 40 or 50 years ago.
Yeah,
and I love that.
It's frustrating for me in being in the public eye when you read the stuff that people can mm-hmm. say about you. Mm-hmm. It just gets a little frustrating.
It's been said that Facebook is a kind of support network for anybody who uses it, but it certainly has proven to be the case for us. It's supported not only us individually and personally, but the show as well.
I can't look at Buzz.
I can't either. And you know what? My alternative is to look at Mike, and I can't look at him either.
But have you ever heard a more professional delivery in the midst
That's
of
true.
Such pain?
No. It's great doing a show with Ed Walker.
Are you going to be all right?
As soon as we finish the show, yes.
All right. Are you going to be going home, or are you going to be... What are you going to be... Are you going to try to,
like,
go
start
to a
treating
corner
like
of
glaucoma?
My home and really, like, drinking copious amounts of alcohol? What? How are you going to play? I'm curious, because, first of all, we get done doing this show.
Yes.
And you walk up and put your hand on my wrist and go, I'm going home. I'm like, let me get you a cab. I'm not... You're not required to stay here to talk to mm-mm. clients or anything like that. I am really... worried about your eyes.
Yes, you know? Yes.
Oscar is coming back to the
studio. A little
studio.
Rest, I'll
Good
be
news,
fine.
Pedro is here.
Oh, wow.
Are you
Chico.
Okay?
Yes, I am. I'll right. be fine.
We need to end this show because
with a song.
If we don't need to, if we don't end this show, we're going to be in trouble. So
right.
the next show you hear will be This Week in America.
Boo. Right.
Thank
where,
you.
Where
you.
The kids, boo. Where the kids have given us gifts. Now, why do you say boo?
He's booing
I mean,
everything
really,
right
not
now.
Good.
It's not good?
It's
I
not
like
good
it.
Would you like to talk about it?
Yeah, well, listen. Look,
Jabari
I've,
is here. Jabari can step up to the microphone.
I've listened.
Jabari, step up to the microphone. Give it to him.
The, yeah. manager, the manager of Apple.
Tell
I mean,
us why
I'm
the Rally of the Horde
is
better
wrong,
than America, please.
Better than Rally.
Everybody will, talk.
Wait, hold on a second. We have a little... Turn off the Christmas music.
No happiness.
We have a battle between Rally the Horde and This Week in America.
Sounds like it.
Now, Rally the Horde is the Big O and Duke's... secondary show.
I watch it every night on NBC.
All right. Now go, Jabari.
It's hosted by Roger Mudd.
Or Zoolander. Kids, they're all here. All the Americans are here.
Yes.
It's so great to see Zoolander here to model clothes by Ken from Mattel.
That's actually a compliment.
So you,
is it?
You're not a fan of This Week in America.
No, no. Well, first of all, the first rule of broadcasting is you don't mention another show. You
I mean, you were.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Was, I was just. I was having
Please.
Fun.
That's why we hear about Big O and Dukes.
Well, I never mentioned Big O and Dukes. Thank you.
What?
BigOandDukes.com. Enjoy. Yeah. Two.
Exactly.
Two. The only problem with This Week in America is that they can't take criticism.
Oh.
That's the reality.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
That might be true. That might be true.
How so, though? I want to hear.
Really?
What,
well,
can
because
you give
every
us
time
example?
Everybody criticizes, you get so upset about it. How about you just let roll off your back and just learn and relax and have a good time?
Wow. How about this? How about I can solve
Mark,
this argument.
You believe that?
We
I don't
now,
believe
you
that.
Now, Mark,
Christmas.
You are the appoint
Oscar,
man for This
BS.
Week in America. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't agree because we've had some criticism about adding clips from the Mike O'Mara show to our show, and we've done that in
Raise
in
your
stride.
Hand if you've been canceled off a radio station.
Oh, listen to
Everybody
you.
Everybody in this room.
Everybody
raise
their
hand.
Their
Oscar,
hand.
Raise your hand. Oscar, raise your hand.
Actually, Oscar's been canceled more than I has.
Yeah.
Oh, this creates a little heat.
You know what I'm going to do?
Mark, we have a topic for today
I'm
already.
I'm going to sit in on the show.
So Oscar That's will be right. sitting yes. in on this week
Give
in America.
Has
he been invited?
No, but that's okay.
Clearly, I was joking, and I upset you, so I apologize.
Well, clearly, I need a buffalo platter as soon as possible, please.
You know what? With him, with it's a hangover or drunkenness, it's always buffalo wings.
You know what? I would like to just say that is our secondary show with all that yes. passion this week in America, featuring Zoolander and
I've
Jabari.
I've never listened, but I'll sit in
Girl,
today.
And Oscar will be sitting yes. in on that. I'd like to wrap up this second part of the shows between Christmas and New Year's. Right? Yes. That's when we're going right. to run these shows.
Yes, still.
December, am I doing okay?
December 27th, Ed.
Thank you very much, Ed. I would like to... stop and
oh boy,
swallow.
There was a freight train that just rolled through that black hole.
I don't say this enough, but yes. to my lovely wife, Carla, who has made her home available for... Hey, enough with the breathing. Assholes.
Hey, be careful. You know what it was?
He's dying.
Not 12
he's
months
not breathing.
Ago.
He's dying.
It wasn't 12 months ago.
I thought he was going...
No, he's yeah. dying.
Hey, 1 year ago, you wished he was breathing.
I know.
That's true.
I did. I would say this. The 2 weeks ago, I guess it's about a week ago, when I was going up to Boston, my mom was ill. My wife's comment to me was, we can drive all night. And that is, I'm going to get emotional because I've had something to drink. I'm going to stop.
Yeah, that's the reason.
She is very kind to me and very the light of my life.
Tolerant.
She's tolerant. I
get
love
away
her.
From the food, dog.
I love her to death. And she is, you know, she's been so good to have us in her home mm-hmm. for 2 years. This is yes. where she lives. And to Carla, I love you. And to everybody else that supported us during the last couple of years, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, because that's what's more relevant. And we will continue to bring you this mediocre programming in 2012. And thank you all very much. Next, the next show you will hear will be a This Week in America, which I venture to say will feature members of the Mike O'Mara Show cast
yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
on various degrees of inebriation or what? Inebriation. That's it. We're out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, for everybody, I would like to say thank you for supporting our show. Thank you to Evan. Thank you to Mike Lucas from CB Lucas.
Bratwurst
also,
King.
Thank you to the Bratwurst King for the wonderful catering. And also thank you to Brian Gothier from Oakton Wine Shop. Thank you all. Buzz?
Yes.
Go put your eyes back in your head.
I yes, will.
Please. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Happy wow. holidays. Happy New Year.
Woo!
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.